ask car questions in the comments anytime. Subscribe to Our Auto Expert on YouTube. Our Auto Expert.
Oh, welcome back to the show. Automatic Andy, Nick Miles in the studio. And I have to tell you, so I went to this show down in Texas. And I went in and I filmed the vehicle. I did my little stand-up, did my walk around, filmed it. Great guys. Tom was the cameraman. And we had a really good time. And then I just got to sit there and look at this TX, which is a three-row SUV. It'll have a plug-in hybrid. It'll do about 33 miles on electricity alone. And it will be produced in Indiana, which is great. First three-row Lexus to be produced in Indiana.
Is that, it's literally the first one?
Yeah. They've all been produced in Japan's previous to this, the big SUVs.
There's not a lot going on in Indiana.
They make a lot of cars in there. Subaru, Honda, they're made in Indiana.
You know, if I would have been asked that on Jeopardy, I would have failed.
Yeah. Well, now if you're asked on Jeopardy, now you won't. So there's that. And that the TX is great. It looks very sleek, very Toyota-esque. It looks Lexus-esque. So the Lexus TX is all new. We've never had one before. It's a new nameplate. It fills a hole in the lineup.
Does it smell good?
They always smell good. This is a picture of the TX. You can go online and look at it. Maybe that's not a picture of the TX. Yeah. So, I mean, it looks nice, but it's smaller than the GX in size, but it has three rows.
Are they bigger than the LX?
Yeah, the LX is the king.
They're not bigger than that?
Yeah, no, the LX is the king. It's the big one. There's nothing bigger than the LX.
That's the one I'm talking about today.
Right. And then the GX comes below the LX, which is kind of a two-row version of the LX.
Right.
And I have to tell you, the GX, I want one. Look at that.
That is beautiful, mate. That looks like a cross. That looks like a Land Rover had a baby with one.
It looks like Land Rover, G-Wagon, Jeep, all mixed into Toyota to Lexus.
It's a multiracial Lexus.
And that color, that's the Overland Plus trim. No, Overtrail Plus.
You guys have to check it out on the Lexus websites because it looks really nice and the wheels are cool.
Those are 18s, but it does come with 20s. I think even 22s. But it's all blacked out. The Overland Plus one is blacked out wheels, blacked out glass, black roof, and then this sort of sandy color.
Well, Nick, I have a question. So I know you guys can't see it, but you guys know what a car looks like. How come there's so much room in the wheel well? Like, I'd want to fill it up with like 30-inch wagon wheels.
Do you know what you're seeing? It's an optical illusion because there is actually black trim around the edge of the wheel wells.
Oh, there is? Yeah. I've been goofed.
You've been caught out by the designer's clever designings.
Oh, man. I still feel like you should get like 30s on that.
You know, my head exploded when they unveiled it after the unveil because they asked me to do something that blew my mind.
Did they have a silk sheet too?
Yeah, that was the silk sheet you saw. That was a silver one.
That was
silk,
the TX? Yeah.
No, that was the GX, but it was the all silver one you saw, I showed you. But the head of something came over to me from Lexus and she said, do you mind coming and taking a picture with the chief engineer?
What?
I said, me? He said, yeah. Well, it's because you're so famous.
Yeah, Nick will never say it, so I will, but you're an international rock star. Nick, let me just, give me 2 seconds. Sit down for a second. Nick very frequently goes from like Germany, now he's going to Morocco. Nick's been to 37 places.
Monaco.
That too.
Close.
That place too. Nick only goes to places that have like 3 syllables and 8 vowels. And it's very expensive to go to. Like Nick would,
I know everyone's sitting out there now going, Monaco.
we don't need to do the math. It's just, okay. You know what I mean? Nick always goes to places, basically Nick, it has, his passport stamps is full. Nick has 4 passports, not because he's a spy, because he's always traveling. Like he goes from Germany to like France to St. Petersburg to Norway and then comes home for a night, does laundry, and then goes to Mexico and then Hawaii. And then he goes to Spokane for some reason. And then it's just, it's the weirdest travel.
That was a spelling mistake.
Yeah, it was really weird. So Nick is over here trying to be humble, but his passport says Rockstar.
I have to tell you that it's funny you say that, but I also don't get any sleep. I got up on Friday morning at 1 a.m. Pacific time to come home, and then Alaska grounded all their planes.
Yeah, and you're leaving tomorrow.
Monday.
Same thing. And you're going somewhere that you need four passports. You need one of those global entry cards. Nick has one.
So I'm going to L.A. to see a new Mercedes unveiled and to drive the S63.
And is Los Angeles its own place?
It's always been its own place.
Are you going? But it's L.A. Isn't there a Los Angeles, Los Angeles?
There's Los Angeles County.
Is that where you're going?
I'm going to Santa Monica, I think.
See what I mean? That's a fancy word.
I'm going to Santa Monica to drive the S63 and to see an unveiling. Then I'm flying to Germany to see five cars unveiled.
See?
That will be embargoed until the International Auto Show in Frankfurt, Munich in October. And then I'm going to Nice and driving on to Monaco to see the new Aston Martin all-electric car unveiled.
See, Nice, that's not even a real place to us foreign people, to us common domestic people. There's a place called Nice.
Andrew.
Are you going to Nephew later?
How do you think you spell Nice, the town?
N-E-I-S-E.
Nope. N-I-C-E.
Then it's Nice.
It's French. Nice.
Oh, come on. Are you going to have a creme brulee too?
I don't know how French creme brulees are. It's probably an American version of a French dessert.
Are you going to have French fries, Nick, Mr. International World Traveler?
No, I'm going to have pommes frites.
Are you going to have escargot?
Escargot.
That's so... Nick, figure it out, man. Can you just stay in the Americas for longer than a month?
Then I come back, and then I go to Moab to drive the new Wranglers, which I just ordered one.
Where's that?
Utah.
Oh, we don't count that.
And then I'm going to California to drive the new Spectre, the electric Rolls Royce.
What kind of California?
Slightly south of San Francisco in the Bay Area where Microsoft and all those guys have offices, Tesla.
No big.
It's Silicon Valley.
Oh, see, we should have just said that, Nick. You're going to Silicon Valley. Come on, man.
I'm going to, we're going to have a chat with Elon. I'm going to hold his head under the toilet and flush it.
I have some questions for Elon. He's kind of funny, but we got to fix Twitter.
As my dad would say, funny peculiar or just funny funny?
Peculiar funny.
Yeah, he is peculiar.
I don't know how to say that word very good because there's a U before some R's and my mouth gets tripped up.
Peculiar.
Is it peculiar or peculiar?
However fast you say it. Peculiar.
Okay, how about this? Can you let me know if you can pick this word up. Peculiar.
It sounded like tequila and you were a little drunk.
I might be. Peculiar. No, I don't.
Anyway, so the Lexus GX, really beautiful. We'll have more on that coming up. More to come. Stand by. Alex Lightman is coming too.
More of Our Auto Expert with Nick Miles is coming up.